Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Welcome, I'm Jen. It's snowing in Brooklyn. We're in a winter wonderland.
Is it sticking? I'm looking outside.
It's also snowing in New Jersey, right, Jess?
There are a few flurries. And I've got to tell you, I'm feeling very Elsa right now.
Frosty.
It's yes, very frosty. Elsa. It's very frosty. I love it. Okay. So holiday season is upon us. It's very exciting. I had the pleasure of seeing Jen at a holiday party a few days ago. Should we tell them at Lev and Alina's party?
Sure, sure.
Okay. This was major. This was an epic, epic holiday beauty party. I mean, it was a scene, right?
Yeah, this week was really busy. I think a lot of beauty brands are inviting press and influencers and media to come hang out with them. And
so Lev and Alina are Lev and Alina, formerly of Fresh, like the beauty brand Fresh. They now have their brand called The Maker. It's candles and fragrances. There's also lots of cool home stuff. Check it out.
It's also a hotel in the Hudson Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like on the little restaurant, everything. It's very cool. But they wanted to throw a party to celebrate their new fragrance called Lover. Is it The Lover? Lover or just, no, it's just Lover. And I come into this party. I arrived as many people were going. I felt like I was coming into like, you know, salmon going upstream. Open the door and there's so many people. So many groovy people.
Okay. Keep going. I saw you like a ship passing. So I don't know what your experience was. Continue.
I went into this one room and I was like, oh, sorry. Excuse me. There's this girl. I thought she was like, in her own world. She was like dancing.
By the way, this was at Lev's apartment. So
Yeah.
We were in somebody's
very
home.
Nice apartment. Very nice.
I know what room you're talking about.
And I thought she was having a moment with somebody. And I was like, sorry. Thought there were like coats on the bed. Then I saw on her own Instagram later on when I came home, this was performance art.
Oh, wait, you didn't realize in the moment that they were doing performance art. Not until you saw my video of it.
That you posted on our own shared account.
Yes, there was a couple in one of the bedrooms. It might have been in both of the bedrooms. So like if you happened to open the door to the bedroom, a beautiful couple was like dancing and like rolling around on the bed and doing like this stuff and like slinky holiday clothing. And you came late, so maybe people weren't watching and you were on your own watching. But when I was there, yeah, there were like multiple people in the doorway watching, people like sitting around the bed watching them dance.
I was confused. That's because all these people were leaving. I thought that everyone was like partied out.
Except for this couple that took over one of the bedrooms. Very yes. Eyes Wide Shut of you.
It was like more like The Shining. It was crazy.
Well, you missed, that means, because now that I know the timing, that means you missed one of the funny, well, I don't even know what to call this part of the party, but guess who I met finally?
Who?
Jeremy Fragrance was there. Who we've talked about on the show.
Did he leave before I came? Because I feel like I'm not sure. Seen him.
You definitely would have missed him because he was wearing a skin tight white suit.
Oh, I definitely missed him.
Oh, yeah. And he's maybe 6'4" in real life. I saw him from behind and I was like, well, this must be a famous person. People don't just walk around New York City looking like this. I mean, they do, but.
He probably had a car. Yeah, he wasn't taking the subway.
But I only saw the back of him in the party. Lev gave a speech. At the end of the speech, he turns around. I see his face and I'm like, that's Jeremy Fragrance. And he commandeers the speech and starts talking. No. And I was like, are they doing a collab with Jeremy Speech? To the entire room, he pulls out his phone, starts filming himself and talking about how much he likes this Maker Fragrance Fire, which wasn't even the fragrance that we were there to celebrate.
Yeah.
And spins in the room and does a video. And it was just like, you know, when you see Tube Girl or Subway Girl, IRL, like you see these TikTokers doing their thing in real life. It is even yeah. more ridiculous than you imagine it would be because it's so not natural at all. Like this man took over a party to make content for his TikTok.
Were you smiling?
Well, I don't think everybody knew who he was, but you and I have talked about him and I follow him, so I know his face. And it was like, well, if it was my party, I'd be like, sir, I'm not here for just making content for your channel. But there we go. So I don't even know if he posted the video that he ended up taking at the party. But to see him do his thing in real life, you guys, as over the top as he seems when you watch him online, to multiply it by 10. Because humans don't, that's just not how humans are. Like, it was like a caricature, you know?
Wow.
Have you ever seen like a TikToker in real life in New York City, like doing one of their dances in front of a coffee shop
I
or something?
Saw it at, I remember in Hudson Yards, like, so I used to live right, you remember when I used to live right by Hudson Yards and it was so empty during COVID, but a lot of TikTokers and influencers and stuff, they used to go in and they'd make videos there. And I would just be walking Lake. It was the perfect place for like COVID with Lake because it would be like nobody there. I would just like walk on the stroller. But a lot of them would do like dances and weird skits or whatever in this big yeah. open mall. And I would just be like watching. So it was so, I don't know.
I have so much secondhand embarrassment. It's just like my natural state of being that I could never be the person who, like I would know everybody's eyes are on me. But they, I think they're used to it.
You know, it's a living. It's a living for a lot of people. And it is work.
Oh, he was working.
It's work. It is a form of work. So anyway, but the party was great.
Yes.
The food was really nice.
The fragrance is lovely. It's like, I said it for people, it's if you're oud curious, because oud can be off-putting for some people. It's a strong, resinous fragrance. And there's a note of oud in this lover fragrance that is like woodsy and resinous and rummy. And figgy kind of, but softer than a lot of oud fragrances. You might want to check it out.
Well, I had a really good conversation with Alina, one half of Fresh, and she was talking about how they used to sell at their store before it became Fresh as we know it. And I think we've talked about this with a different guest on the show. The little cubes of scent, like air or grass, sky, whatever, from that brand, it was eventually sold to The Gap, and those scents became the Gap scents that we all know and love. And we're just talking about how those simple scents, how she predicts they might come back again.
Oh, okay. I don't think Lover, though, is a simple scent, right?
No.
Okay,
she was just speculating on the future, and it's really cool to talk to somebody about something like
that. Accord scents. Like, instead of the whole fragrance, the Accord is the scent.
Yeah, just those simple scents.
Like in a wardrobing it, like today I am grassy, today I am iris, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because things have gotten really complicated.
They have. I just love them. It's like there's infinite number of fragrances that can be created. So I'm here for all of them. I don't know if I'm here
what
for
what a trippy, trippy night.
Exactly. Well, we are in a holiday festive mode for this episode, actually, because remember we were talking about Zhuzh products?
Yes.
I've coined it. Let's just stick with that. Well, we got lots of submissions, so we're going to be sharing them in Raise a Wand, but we also have a special little segment on, like, the ultimate Zhuzh product, false eyelashes. Don't think you can do them? You actually can. So after the news, we're going to do that. We have a little interview with quite the expert, Janine Mascarella, who works
She's
with
great.
Impress on falsies.
I would love her to Zhuzh me.
I know, right?
Whew. Yeah, I would trust her to judge my face.
Oh, she can put together a look like nobody's business. Yeah. So we had fun chatting with her. So stick around after the news for that. Then we'll do Raise a Wand. It's just like a big, fun, festive episode.
Judge me, Jen.
I will. Okay, it's time for the news. I didn't plan this, but speaking of TikTok and videos in real life, on December 5th, TikTok announced its top video of the year in the United States, and the honor went to, what else? A makeup application video. I just think this speaks to beauty culture is culture right now. It's the gorgeous one from Dolly Vision. Do you follow her?
No. Who's Dolly Vision?
Yeah, Nya Dolly is her first name, and her last name is Deng. Nya Dolly Deng. Gorgeous, gorgeous girl. And she's literally just putting on makeup to the tune of Just the Two of Us. And it's got like 254 million views.
Oh, so, wow. That's quite a few.
Yeah. Even if they're not talking in a Get Ready With Me video, we just like watching them like swipe things on their faces. So that trend continues. In other little bit of, it's TikTok news, but it's not really. What it is the top holiday beauty buys. What's selling, everyone? I don't know if you are done. First of all, happy Hanukkah to all who celebrate. I think we're on like night, this might be the last night, it's the sixth, seventh night of Hanukkah that when this comes out. So maybe you've already done some holiday shopping if you celebrate, or maybe you're still working on for Christmas if you celebrate, or Kwanzaa if you celebrate, or any other holiday. Well, I'll tell you what's selling. Actually, I won't. Casey Lewis will. Remember Casey Lewis? She writes the Substack After School. She was my guest this summer. I think you were away and I had her on and she was talking about Gen Z trends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she does an end of the year, like Christmas wrap up of like the top gifts. So I pulled out from her Substack just the beauty ones because okay. I wanted to see. I just want to give you a guess. I just want to give you a guess. Like what's hot based on what you hear from your friends? What are people buying beauty-wise for Christmas?
You want me to guess? I don't know.
Just give me one product. I know because all my friends asked me if I can get it for free for them to give to their daughters.
But the Drunk Elephant?
Yeah, Drunk Elephant was that was not one of the top products. What's really selling, Sol de Janeiro, you know that brand,
oh, yeah.
Right?
The Bum Bum.
Their Brazilian Crush Cherosa 62 Bum Bum Fragrance Mist. If Victoria's Secret body mists were our thing back in our teen days, now it's the Sol de Janeiro. And then the Brazilian Bum Bum Visibly Firming Body Cream and the Bum Jet Set. But in other bum news, Bum Bum news? I don't even know what I'm doing here. The Brazilian butt lift, top searched plastic surgery of the year. So people are butt obsessed. Let's get back to the products. Okay, Jess is like, I don't care. Starface pimple patches. Those are a top seller. And this list came out before we even saw the news of them the doing Glossier. A Glossier collab. So I imagine those will be on there as well. Fenty Gloss Bombs. Who doesn't love it? Great lip gloss. Laneige Lip Sleeping Mask. Jizu Honey Infused Hair Oil, which to me is very interesting because our intern Emma was just talking about this with me. We were talking and she said, you know, the little bottle that's everywhere, like all my friends have that really good smelling hair oil. And I was like, what is she talking about? And of course it was Negin Marsalehi's Jizu honey infused hair oil, very hot. What else? Glow Recipe Watermelon Glow Dewdrops. And then Dairy Boy makeup pouches. Do you know the brand Dairy Boy?
No. Oh, Dairy Boy. Yeah. I thought you were saying Dairy. Yeah.
No, Paige Lorenz. I don't know how to say her last name, but she Dairy started, Boy. You know, she left this New York City and moved to Connecticut for her pseudo faux, but I think she actually has somewhat of a farm life as well. So Dairy Boy is her line and little makeup pouches from there are like a hot seller. And rounding it out, Rode Vanilla Peptide Lip Treatment. So if you have a Gen Z person in your life, those are the top gifts, in case you were wondering. Okay. I love this story. I think it's so meaningful. In West African countries, there is a foundation that's working on training hairstylists to give mental health help to women. I sent you this article in the New York Times.
Yeah.
Love this. The name of the foundation, I want to get this right, is Blue Mind Foundation. And it made me think about, and basically they're training hairdressers to do the listening and the relief of mental therapy that you would normally get from licensed therapists. I was looking this up, Togo, one of the countries, 8 million people, they have 5 psychiatrists.
It's a desert. It's a mental health
desert. Yeah, it's like
desert.
A psychiatry desert.
Yeah.
So you got to go where the people are, right? The women are in the hair salons. That's where they're getting their comfort. Why not give them the training? So Blue Mind Foundation, that is what they do. It's a nonprofit. I think it's based, I don't know where it's based, but I looked and you can donate it to it. So if you're like in a philanthropic mood, Blue Mind Foundation could be a great place to put your money. They're helping hairdressers in West Africa give mental health services.
Jen, this is not, I'm not comparing your point of view to women in West Africa, but do you ever talk to your hairdresser about your issues?
Do I? No. I end up, but this happens to me a lot, I always end up being the listener because I swear.
You mean your hairstylist talks to you about their issues?
It happens to me in all of my interactions. I was at like 3 dinner parties this week and I end up just getting people's life story. People just want to tell me their problems. And I love listening.
They just start spilling. You sit down and they just start spilling.
I'm sure I somehow prompt it or there's something open about
you just
me
have that kind of face.
Well, this is funny you bring this up because I had on Dr. Afia Mbilashaka this summer in June. Remember, she's the psychotherapy person who does this in the United States, trains hairdressers for mental health. And I remember her saying, it was like one of the best compliments I think I've gotten ever. She was like, you have a great active listening face.
Oh, yeah. No, you do. You've got a good, great active listening face.
And I don't know if you guys have noticed, we've been doing video clips of the audio podcast to put on.
Follow us on Instagram. Yeah, on Instagram and TikTok.
So like now there'll be like clips of us every now. The full length video podcast is not out there. Nobody needs to watch an entire hour of just the two of us talking.
Please don't.
But the editor who's helping us with them, she was like, you give the best reaction shots. Like apparently I have a very expressive face, so she can like use that as part of the videos. I'm an active listener. What can I say? Do you tell your hairstylist your problems?
I don't like to talk that much at the hairstylist. And it's not because I don't love my hairstylist or colorist. It's just like, it's too loud. And I don't like to raise my voice when I'm talking. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't like to like
especially strain. About intimate things. So then my brother said this, and now I'm going to fight with my, you know, like, no, you're not going to yell over blow dryers about, like
personal things. I just don't like raise, I don't like stressing my voice. It's so uncomfortable.
It is your tool. It is your tool, Jessica.
That's my tool.
What are you, Beyonce? You're on vocal rest?
Yes. As soon as I'm done talking on this podcast, I lie in bed and don't come out.
Your Barbara Streisand with like humidifiers going and like honey lozenges.
No, the other thing, I was going to say something. Oh, yes, somebody, unrelated, somebody wrote on our Instagram. They're like, I've been listening to this podcast for years and this whole time I had your voices and faces switched. So they thought that my voice was coming out of your face, which is so funny. And your voice is coming out, which I can't even mentally do it. I'm trying to like do it in my mind and I can't do it.
It makes sense, though, because whenever there's a duo on a podcast, I always try and match up. You see their picture, then you hear their voices. If there's no video, it's really hard to be like, wait, which one is which one?
I'm often right. I listen to Hollywood Raw, and I like, okay. There's two guys. They have two very different voices, and then I like picture in my mind, I went online, and then I like, and I was like, let me be right, let me be right. And I was right. Okay, I'm not almost always right. I got lucky. But like, okay, you can kind of, No,
but
I can't tell.
Love, like when I'm listening to NPR or the radio or whatever, if I enjoy somebody, I always want to look up who they are to see whose face is this voice coming out of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet you there's people that listen to us because unlike a lot of other podcasts, our cover art does not have our photos. So it just has our logo. And I bet there's people listening right now. They're like, y'all, I don't know what you look like at all.
I'm so glad it doesn't have our photos. I don't know why. I'm just like really glad it doesn't. It's not that you're not cute. I'm just like, I don't know.
I mean, we're doing the videos because I know that's how a lot of people get their information. I want to like share what we do, but
I'm so tired of looking at myself.
I'm Jen Sullivan. I'm the brunette with the lower eyebrows.
What are you you're making it sound like you have like a flat line.
I wasn't sure how else to describe myself.
Eyebrows aren't like divine. Like, what are you talking about?
I think on my features, that's my defining feature. I don't know. How would you describe yourself? Go ahead. Your turn.
I have auburn hair.
Fine. All right. We're done this experiment.
I have auburn hair and like freckles.
And I have brown hair and eyebrows. The end.
Okay. Helpful.
Let's go to the science corner, please. Hi, I'm Jen. I'm the one who always does the science corner. Jess, the auburn-haired one, sometimes does Jess's business desk. Okay, we're in the science corner. Congrats to the researchers at Shandong Frida Biotech Company and the School of Perfume and Aroma Technology at Shanghai Institute of Technology. These people have sequenced the entire genome of C. acnes bacteria. And first of all, I was like, is that different than P. acnes? Somehow, in the last 6 years.
I thought so, but I did not bother to ask.
No, but of course I did. As I've, you know, I stopped writing about acne because I wasn't at a teen magazine. Well, after I stopped writing about acne that much, they went ahead and renamed the damn bacteria. So it used to be P. acnes, and it is now Cutibacterium acnes type 2, CCSMO331, in case you were wondering. Why does it matter that we have sequenced this gene? Well, another bit of news that you might not know is that at least since 2018, researchers have been working on an acne vaccine. That's right. So a vaccine, the same way you would get like a chickenpox vaccine.
Now I'm awake.
Now I've got your attention. Right. So I remember I spoke, maybe it was Leslie Bauman or a dermatologist was like, yeah, it's very much like who knows in 5 to 10 years. And that was
That's huge. But you know what, though? This is like when, wait, can I just interject?
Yes,
like
of course.
When I was younger, I was told, don't worry. One day there's going to be a pill you take and like it'll help you lose weight. And I was like, no way. And now there kind of is.
I have so many questions. Who said this to you?
Yeah, I was like, it's too good to be true.
It's coming.
Well, no, we talked about this last week. I have some serious questions about that industry.
Semaglutide injections.
Serious questions. But it kind of happened.
With that.
Yeah.
So it's not pie in the sky thinking that we might
That's
have
my
an acne.
Point. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my point.
It's true. I know. I always use flying cars as the example. I don't know why. That's just like the thing that everybody was promised back in the day. And we're all just like, that's when the future will arrive. And we have flying cars. I mean, technically there are flying cars now. It's just, I mean, look at these self-driving cars. There's lots of problems that go along with it.
Yeah, I would never get in one of those.
Well, you might soon for your teenagers, because I think it's most prevalent ages 14 to 24, 85% of people suffer from acne. They might be able to get a vaccine. So I checked in on that as well. And there have not yet been the human trials, but the Professor Eric Huang, Department of Dermatology, what university, I don't know. He says that soon they might be moving to human trials for acne vaccines. Why do we care that the whole genome sequence of C. acnes, that will help with the vaccines, because of course they use mRNA technology. I'm not going to get into the details because I barely understand them. What's the takeaway here? We've sequenced acne and there might be a vaccine soon.
You know what? That would be so amazing. There's a huge connection between depression and acne.
And actually this year, a connection between depression and acne scars.
You took the words out of my mouth. Why should kids have to suffer? Why should adults have to suffer?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is great news.
It is good news.
This went into a totally different direction, Jen.
It did. But I've got one more for you before we...
I thought we were going to end in this uplifting, like, Christmas spirit. Like, there's hope.
All right, we can end here.
This
we can
was
end
the here. Christmas I'll save star.
My, I'm going to save my next item, which is always something fun to talk about for next week. And instead... let's get into the zhuzh of it all.
Wait, can you give us a teaser? Like next week.
Perfume commercials. Next week.
Oh!
Perfume commercials.
Okay. Come back for next week. Jen, I love this hopeful note that you're ending on.
Okay. Let's end on that and let's go put some false lashes on.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, guys, this next segment is brought to you by Acast Creative and Impress Press-On Falsies, the world's first pre-bonded press-on lash applied underneath your natural lashes.
So false lashes have come up several times, many times on the podcast, but Jen and I just kind of nod along when the topic comes up because false lashes, to be honest, seem like something best left to the professionals. When Jen and I have applied false lashes on our own, results have varied. But
results have varied.
But Impress has come out with a new product that makes Jen and I feel far more confident in this department.
That's right. Impress, Press on Falsies, they've like changed the game because they're so easy to use. And we are officially converted and we're willing to get into the details. Finally, now we can feel comfortable talking about them.
Toe to toe with the experts.
Exactly. Now we're on our own, so we can bring in an expert. Who better to talk about false lashes with than Janine Mascarella? She's the editor-in-chief of Beautify.Tips by Kiss. It's a website. And she's the co-host of B2B, a beauty and lifestyle podcast. And she's here with us on Fat Mascara today.
Welcome to Fat Mascara, Janine. When Jen and I were prepping for this segment, we were trying to remember the first time we wore false lashes. Now, can you remember your first time wearing false lashes?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. It's such a pleasure. Yeah. So, I mean, I've been obsessed with beauty since I can remember, but I think it was in high school. And at the time, I didn't know you were supposed to cut them. And I put it on way too long and they were just kind of sticking out. But yeah, so very early on, I was obsessed with everything. I love a good lash look.
And when you apply false lashes, for you, is it an everyday thing or is it like a special occasion thing? Because I know you're really into false lashes. Is this like part of your lifestyle? No, because for some people, it is part of their lifestyle. But for me, it's like once every lunar eclipse.
No, basically, it was like a once every quarter for me as well. I mean, major special occasions, I would just do my lashes. But now with the Impress Press-On Falsies, I literally just incorporate it into my everyday beauty routine.
Wow.
Okay, same. Janine, I am right there with you because before it was just like special occasions and these are so easy now. I'm like starting to do them just with a regular look. So I know we're going to discuss the Impress Press-On Falsies, but I have to share a little bit of a story. The first time I wrote about and tried lashes, it was with the separate glue. And the makeup artist told me you have to wait for the glue to dry before you put it on your lashes, which I didn't know. Like it has to get tacky and that's when it really works. So I put it on and I basically had, you could see the glue oozing out from under the lashes. I have since gotten much better at it, but I think this is like sort of the pain point for a lot of people. They're really confused about how to wear lashes. So what are some of the hardest parts you hear from the B2B Beauty and Lifestyle podcast and from your readers on Beautify.Tips? What do they say the problems with lashes are?
Well, what's crazy is that I did an article when the Press on Falsies first came out. And I know articles never really go viral anymore, but if there was something that goes viral editorial, this was definitely one of them. So many people were blown away. And most of everyone was saying is that this was always the pain point. Like, the struggle is definitely real when it comes to doing lashes. It was usually that one part of your beauty routine that you just couldn't quite get right. So you would just skip it and never. So since that article just started circulating, not only just with my friends and family, but on social media, I literally get messages still to this day, months and months later. People always send me pictures of their eyes and they're like, look, I can lash, because the glue, just with no glue needed, that just really completely changed the game. And I kind of almost feel like I became the unofficial, official Impress Falsies godmother kind of thing. So
so I'm not the only one the glue is the pain point for. Mm-hmm. The glue is like a common theme. Okay.
Why are these so much easier to apply?
So probably the most important thing is that there's no glue needed. So literally, it's really that simple. Like, people are always like, what's the catch? There's no glue.
So how do they stick?
Yeah. The skill level is, like, I always say, do you know how to work a sticker? Because mm-hmm. if you can stick something on and peel it off, stick it on and then press it together, you are good to go. So it's, like, really that easy. So that's obviously the main selling point and, like, the reason why I feel like these are game changers. Like, as a beauty editor for over a decade, I always thought the word game changer was, like, very eye-rolly.
The game changer awards. Yeah.
But, like, this literally is, and I've been on the record because, like, most of my friends and family read these articles and see my posts. And so, like, I really love it. I really use it. And I feel like it is game changing because everyone can lash. Like, you need zero skill levels. So, and that's, like, the most amazing part, but also because it's the underlash application. So they go under your natural lashes, not over, which makes them just so naturally gorgeous on, because you don't see that band. And there are so many lash styles. You can almost become your own lash stylist because you can mix and match them. Sometimes I use just a few on the ends, like an accent lash. And I use the spiky ones, and they just look so gorgeous on, and they're just so easy. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I can actually apply them with no mirror, and I just pluck them right with my fingers. I mean, you're not supposed to, but I pluck them right with my fingers and just press them on, and it's, like, so much faster than two coats of mascara.
So for people who are trying to picture this, I'm like, I don't get it. This pre-bond technology, it acts almost like a sticker, you said. So you peel it off, you press it underneath the lash wherever you want, maybe on the outer corners only, maybe all across the whole thing. And then it just sticks to your natural lash. And then when it's time to take them off, you can just, I mean, me, I just gently peel them off. I don't need makeup remover or anything. Is that the right way to do it? Okay.
Exactly.
Got it. Wanted to make sure we're on the same page. Also, another, like, I need Janine's approval on this. I use the natural clusters, the natural length, but even those are a little bit wide for an accent lash. So I've been snipping those in half and then just putting the natural lash underneath my lashes, just on the outer corners. Is this okay to snip them in half?
That's perfect. Yes. You can just, like, use them how you like. And a lot of times all I do is just put on the accent lash at the outer corner of my eye. And I just use the spiky ones. And it's like, if we're filming content for Beautify.tips, I'll stack two spikies at the end and just kind of gives you that really lush looking lash. And it kind of just gives you the drama, but it literally takes 5 seconds.
That's a good tip. Do you have any other little tippies?
I feel like my biggest tip is, like, I always tell people, don't overthink it. So, sometimes my girlfriends are just like, wait, I don't get it. I'm just like, seriously, once I tell them this, it's like, it completely changes the game for everyone. Don't overthink it. Literally pop it on, press it together, and you are good to go. So there's no glue needed. It's really that simple. But also applying them, because it's using the underlash, I feel like it's so much easier if you have a handheld mirror and you look down in a handheld mirror. And then you put it on, which is just, like, you can just see it better. And also for me, I mean, thank you genetics, but my lashes grow naturally straight out. Like, it's, I have no natural curl to my lashes. So For me, sometimes I use an eyelash curler beforehand just to give it a little natural lift because my eyelashes, again, not for everyone needs to do it, and I don't even do it every time, but I use a little eyelash curler just to give it some natural lift, and then I can really get underneath there and just press them on. And also, I kind of place them first. So like the second you put them on your lashes, they're not going to stick. So you can kind of move them around, place them where you like if you want to change the position. And then as soon as you press them on, you can press them on with the applicator they give you. You can press them on with your fingers, which is what I love to do. It's just so much easier for me. And then you're good to go. And
I like the applicator, though. It's like a little, it squeezes them together. And so and then they don't stick to each other. I think it feels like a little like flat iron almost. It's not heated, everybody. It just looks it looks like the world's gentlest tweezer. I don't know how to describe it. It's got like a soft curve on the edge and you just squeeze it together. But yeah.
You can use the applicator. Yeah, for sure. And also just taking them off, like you said, it's very easy. They just like naturally will slide away if you just slide them off gently. But you can use a little makeup remover if you want. But it's I wear eyeliner and eyeshadow, so I have to use makeup remover anyway. And then they literally just slide off right on the cotton pad.
Okay, last question for you. Do you do your eyeliner and eyeshadow after you apply them or before you apply them?
I do the falsies after everything. Like the last step is like the very last thing I want to do. And another amazing part is they will last 24 hours. It's a secure 24-hour hold. So they'll last all day. So I've jogged in them. I've exercised. I've gone dancing. I've had hot date night with my hubby, and I've never lost a lash, which is so amazing. And the fact that literally there's no damage to your natural lashes, there's like zero lash casualties, which is like my favorite.
A lash casualty.
No, sometimes with other types of false lashes, when you take them off, you see a couple of your own lashes in there too. And you're like, great, now I'm worse off than before. No, that's a really good tip.
Zero lash casualties. That's a good slogan.
And I actually call them, so like when I explain to friends sometimes about where you put them, I call them like my natural lashes, my realsies. I'm like, you put the falsies underneath your realsies.
Falsies under the realsies. Everybody hear that?
Exactly. And they're just so affordable and easy to find. So it's just like one step, press on lashes. It's like mind blowing. People are still like, whoa, my mind is blown. They are so amazing.
Thank you for these tips. Super easy. I love this. No muss, no fuss. Just pop them under your realsies. Grab your hand mirror or don't. Just do it flying blind. I mean, it sounds like you can. So,
Janine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Janine.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you again to Impress Press on Falsies for being our partner for this special segment. You can find Impress Press on Falsies at your favorite mass market and drugstore retailers like Walmart, Target, Ulta, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or pick up your favorite style today at impressfalsies.com/fatmascara. You guys, we have a code. Thanks, Janine, if this was your doing. The code FATMASCARA will give you 25% off all Impress Falsies products. Again, that's impressfalsies.com/fatmascara, and we hope you love Impress Falsies as much as we do.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. And Megan, go for it, because this one is so good.
Hi, Jess and Jen. It's Megan from Chicago calling. My zhuzh product that I love to pull out for holidays and special occasions is Victoria Beckham Beauty's Satin Kajal Liner in sequin green. It is absolutely stunning. I have blue eyes myself, so the green is just gorgeous. It's such a pretty kind of like camo shade, and it has the gorgeous sparkle without being too chunky or glittery. It's absolutely stunning. She also has two other, I guess, kind of like color types. So she has shimmer shades and then also matte shades. And the one that I use in the sequin green is a part of her jewel shades. So there's a ton of different options. The formula overall, I just have to say, is the truly best I've ever used when it comes to an eyeliner. It's really, really, really creamy, and it doesn't smudge after it sets. So it's really perfect to play around with and smudge on your lash line when you want to. But when you're done, it definitely stays put. So I love it so much. I feel like both of you have probably played with it. I know you both love eyeliner. So if you haven't yet, definitely would love for you to and share your thoughts. But yeah, that's my favorite product for zhuzhing things up for the holidays. Bye.
Megan, Remember when people were saying she understood the assignment?
like 3 weeks ago?
No, I feel like that was like a 2020 kind of like internet slang thing.
2020. People are saying it like, I can't keep up. I'm not playing this game.
Well, of like trying to stay with it with how they talk.
No, I refuse. I have like decades more of my life, hopefully. And I can't do it.
You can't stay hip to the internet slang.
No, I can't. It's too much.
Well, I'm still writing for a website. I write for The Cut, so I have to stay up on how people speak online.
I'm literally talking to thousands of people every week, and I'm telling you, I speaketh how I speak.
You have riz, Jess? Do you have riz?
You tell me.
You do have riz. You have so much riz.
I can't believe
that's the word of the year. I cannot believe that's the word of the year. Like, what? It's fine.
You know,
we're not allowed to say slay. I don't know. The kids, they just tell us. And then I wasn't sure if I'm
Lake
still
says slay.
Okay. She's Gen, like, whatever's after Alpha. She's like Gen Beta. No, she's Gen Alpha probably, right?
I think she's Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
When my friends told her to slay, say slay all day. And now she says it. Oh, I don't have the heart to tell her if it's out of style.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't have the heart to tell myself that understanding the assignment might be out of style. But if that is still a thing that people say, Megan, you understood the assignment. Well done. Like, your Zhuzh product is not, like, first of all, both Jess and I were like, why don't we have this product? I need it immediately. Because I know you love a Victoria Beckham Kajal liner.
Amazing liners, like butter.
They have, like, as she said, the shimmer and the matte ones. But this jewel section is, like, news to me. And if you're going to go jewelry, why not go green sequins? I'm into this idea. It's a great Zhuzh product. I want to hear more. Tell us. Call us 646-481-8182. Or email us a little voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. And we'll Zhuzh together. You ready to raise your wand?
I'm ready to raise it. Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. If you want a fragrance that is gourmand, but not like, oh, you're being like suffocated by cheapo sweetness, I've got one for you. I'm raising it up on my screen right now so Jen can see it.
Can't really read from here. You tell me about it.
Okay, it's called Saint Rose French Poetry.
Oh, the name.
I know. The name is very dramatique, okay?
Yeah, okay.
But it lives up to it. Saint Rose is a brand that keeps coming up. It was mentioned on the podcast by Miss PR Piggy. She wore it to her wedding. She wore the gypsy one. I think it was called like Gypsy Cowboy or something. But it's come up here and there by like fashion-y people to me. It's, this fragrance is very gourmand. It is not for somebody who is not into florals. It's not for somebody who's not into sweet fragrances. This is for somebody who wants it. It's definitely like a beast mode fragrance. Like you are going to feel it.
Yes.
But I'm like throwing all these words at you. I'm like, it's kind of powdery too.
Right now I'm getting like fracas vibes from what you're describing.
It's almost like, I think this brand is going to kill me if I say this because this is more of a niche fragrance and I'm going to mention a very mass or masstige fragrance. But it feels big in the way that like La Vie Belle is big. You know, like if you wear that, you hug the person, you're like,
It's like a cloud. Yeah.
It's a cloud.
Yeah.
But I like that cloud. This is the more indie kind of cloud. This is not, I recognize this, you know, I've smelled this before. This is a different kind of cloud. Okay. But it is a cloud and it is very elegant.
Ooh.
I wonder if they have a sample of this because
is it Portrait of a Lady elegant or sweeter?
It's powdery like Portrait of, it's that is a beautiful question you've asked. It has the powderiness of Portrait of a Lady, but it has the sweetness and the cotton candiness of like a La Vie Belle or even it has like the candiness of like a black opium.
I like this. This feels very holiday too.
It's very holiday. And I want to say that I've worn this around great people who are not perfume people. And like, I've been wearing this, like just walking down the street and people have said like, oh, you smell good. Or I've hugged like different people. And
strangers.
I get compliments. Strangers.
Wow.
Strangers have complimented me on this.
Wow.
That's... People who are not beauty people, people who are not perfume people.
I haven't gotten complimented on a scent in a long time.
This is a compliment getter.
Yeah. Ooh.
This is also the kind of fragrance, I feel like I'm doing a QVC. This is the kind of fragrance that like a man will like because it's very...
For himself or on a woman if he's
no,
very
on a
hetero.
Woman.
Like, okay, gotcha.
This is a very hetero fragrance.
It's a hetero.
This is
got
not
it,
your
it,
fashion girl fragrance.
Got it.
And I hope that the brand is not offended when I say that.
Listen, we have to convey fragrance over audio to people. So the words,
yeah.
Like, no, this, I have not smelled this on you or smelled it in general. And I feel like I have a vibe of what it is. And I am liking what I am virtually smelling.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm crazy about it. It's something that smells like nothing else in my collection right now. And I would be super upset if somebody took it away from me.
Oh, I love that. This is also another Jen and Jess raise a wand. The theme might be fragrance, but you just got the Jess version of it. Now I'm going to give you the nerdy bargain science version of it with a little aromatherapy product that's $9.99.
No.
Why not? It's true.
No, I mean, like, this is good. What is it?
Of course. So did you know Jergens was doing aromatherapy?
No, but I love that.
Look how chic this little package is, too.
$9.99.
I know. It looks like something you'd pick up in a little Brooklyn bougie boutique, but it looks like a mini deodorant, but it's a roll-on essential oil scented stick from Jergens, same people that make, you know, delicious cherry almond body lotion. But this is the focus one, and I love essential oils and aromatherapy, but you know you can't always put them directly on your skin. How do you do it? They're expensive. I'm confused. This is the focus one.
They're expensive. I'm confused.
Well, like a good essential oil is pricey, right?
And they're confusing, yeah.
Yeah. So I like a focus. I like a peppermint. This is peppermint and basil essential oils in like a soft oil base that is safe for skin. You roll it on your wrists when you're halfway through editing that huge podcast 3 hours in and you are like flagging. This just happened to me this morning. I was up at 6 a.m. editing the other podcast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about hours and you're and your partner
like,
just won't shut the F up.
No. I don't have to edit out that much, but the other podcast I work on has a lot more editing. You know, when you're in a like, you know, you have a task ahead of you that's like a couple hours of work, straight work, but you're like an hour in and you're just like, wow, I'm only halfway done. You pull out this little roll-on, you put it on your wrists, you breathe
deeply. You pour yourself
deeply.
A glass of wine.
That's the opposite mode
I'm
that
teasing.
I need. This is like
I'm
the,
teasing.
Like... I need focus. This is like the,
I'm kidding.
I don't know, like the Ritalin of essential oils. I don't need the relaxing. This is not a time for lavender chamomile. This is a time for focus. So this is, it's literally called focus. I need to stop saying focus. Jergens focus. But there's three other ones too with like essential oils. And I think it makes essential oils very easy and understandable because it tells you what the benefit is. And then you just, as Jess would say, boop, 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 put a couple dots on, breathe deeply.
And would you ever put it on the back of your neck?
Yeah, I just rub it all over and just like envelop myself in a cloud of peppermint and basil essential oil. It'd be a cute stocking stuffer too, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's really good. That's a really good stocking stuffer.
Look at us. We both had a fragrance for this time of the year for different purposes. The Jen and Jess of it all. There's probably a sleep one that you should take as I tell you to go get your beauty sleep.
That's really nice.
Well, you have a teaser because we're going to talk about fragrance again next Wednesday with that other item. But on Friday.
It's going to be so good.
And on Friday, we have a fun interview. We have a fun interview. Go get your beauty sleep, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.